1. In the first 9 months of 2024, Mexico attracted $35.737 billion in foreign direct investment, the highest figure in history. 86% of foreign direct investment came from reinvestment of profits, while new investment accounted for only 5.8%. About half of foreign direct investment comes from the United States, but new trade policies have put the brakes on key projects. Mexico has become a preferred destination in Latin America for FDI, achieving a strategic role. 2. Demand for industrial space grew 14% in 2024, driven by automotive and electronics companies. Monterrey leads with 28% of total demand, followed by Ciudad Juárez and Saltillo. Despite a slight slowdown, the market remains strong with vacancy at 3.5%, a healthy level for the sector. Nearshoring continues to transform the industry in Mexico, making it the industrial epicenter of nearshoring in the Americas. 3. Industrial and commercial building construction has been growing at double digits since 2022. In 2023, construction grew by 15.4%, leading the country's economic growth. Although in 2024 construction shows a slowdown, industrial space remains in high demand. Private construction continues to be a key driver, with growth in industrial and commercial construction. 4. Mexico is a key player in global trade among major powers. The United States remains Mexico's main trading partner, accounting for 84% of non-oil exports in 2024. Although there is concern about Chinese products entering via Mexico, the data does not confirm this trend. Mexico is positioned as a strategic bridge thanks to the T-MEC and its logistics infrastructure. 5. In October 2024, Mexico recorded a trade surplus of $371 million. Exports grew by 11.2%, with a 13.5% advance in non-oil products. 84% of non-oil exports were destined for the United States. Imports also grew by 9.7%, driven by non-oil intermediate and consumer goods. 6. Mexico plays a crucial role in global trade between the United States and China, thanks to its location and the T-MEC. Although there are concerns about Chinese products entering the United States through Mexico, there is insufficient evidence to support this. In 2023, the United States led Mexico in exports, while imports from China continued to grow, but moderately. Mexico is strengthening as a manufacturing hub in the Americas, without being a bridge for Chinese products to the U.S.